bit of a meme that's been running around on Facebook for the entire weekend, and it's quite good, isn't it, Ali?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It's tell us what suburb you live in without telling us what suburb you live in. So you just got to give the old hints.
Yeah, so don't just ring up and say, you know, Gympie or Southside or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's, we want the, you know, that peripheral, what is it? That peripheral observations you get from, say, your street or your road or whatever, you know?
Mick Kaepernick, if that's how you say it, he said he lives in a New Zealand saying for welcome, which is obviously kia ora.
Yes, because I never realised, because I've been saying kia ora for ages and noting it was here, never realised it was a New Zealand thing until he gave away that New Zealand trip there a couple of weeks back.
Yep. All right, here you go. I'll try you with a few. There's a music festival in the English one.
Glastonbury.
Yes. Stairway to Heaven.
Rainbow Beach. Because of those stairs.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because they've painted them rainbow colours now because of Pride.
Oh.
And there was a big controversy about that a few months ago too. But you know what? It's all about being inclusive, and especially after the Mardi Gras in Sydney, what had happened is the week after would be the traditional holiday. Mm. They'd all come up to Noosa and Rainbow and what have you.
Gotcha, yes.
The pink dollar, as they call it.
Yeah, that's right. What about this one? A quaint drinking village. I love this one. This is from Sue Norcott. A quaint drinking village with a fishing problem.
Tin Can Bay?
Someone's written... Oh, no, she said someone's written Boreen Point.
Oh, yeah, Boreen Point.
Someone
yeah.
else has written Puna.
Yeah.
But Sue hasn't said where. So we don't know, but I love that, a drinking village with a fishing
You could probably say either or, I'm reckoning. Yeah, I love that. What about this one, Ali?
Mm-hmm.
If I said to you Bird of Paradise, probably more down the coast, what suburb would you think?
Bird of Paradise.
Used to be a big shopping centre.
Oh, well, see, I'd be thinking of the plant. Are you thinking of the bird or the plant?
I'm thinking of the Bird of Paradise. It used to sit on a shopping centre near where a major shopping centre is now on the coast.
No, I don't know.
As you head further down south to Caloundra.
No idea.
Bird of Paradise, Kawana.
Well, there
used to
be
the Bird of Paradise shopping centre before, say, Kawana shopping centre became big. That was around the 70s, apparently.
Yep, no. I had no idea about that one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
What about this one? All right. I'm thinking of, well, actually, I've told you where my auntie and uncle live. What if I said an international cuisine plus a day of the week?
International Curry Monday.
Curry Monday.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Very clever, Ali.
Thank you.
So that's the drift where you live. I mean, we're talking about suburbs. Maybe it's a small town, whatever, anywhere in Gympie and the Cooloola Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us where you live without directly giving it away. Tony, you in?
Yeah, mate. I'll give you one.
Come on.
Where the jock... Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, where the jockeys ride at the showground.
Southside.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice work.
Well,
you could say the Turf Club at Southside, or the Pavilion, or the, what is it?
Yeah,
there?
That's
well, he
right.
doesn't live there, though.
Yeah, I live at Southside.
I was going to say, you'd be in trouble if you lived in the Pavilion or the Turf
Club.
Hey,
I got another thing for you.
Yeah?
If that bloke who found that toe out of the ambulance,
yeah.
if there was also a knee, it would have had his whole name there, wouldn't it?
Tony. Oh, you're so funny. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, have a good day.
You too.
All right, Gillian, tell us where you live without telling us. Can you drop a clue, please?
Yeah, I live where you shouldn't get up too early.
Where would that be?
Where you shouldn't get up too early.
The Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, good one, both of you. Well done.
Gillian, job well done. So whereabouts in the door? No, I won't go that far. I won't ask you the street. Hey, Phil's rung in. Can you tell us where you live, Phil? Actually, we know where you live, Phil.
We do, but say it anyway. Come on, Phil.
Go on.
Yeah, mate. Phil's Paradise.
Phil's Paradise?
Is that Cara?
No.
Oh, hello. He's
Phil's
trying
to... Paradise. Okay.
Oh, did you say Phil's or Fool's?
Phil's.
Okay.
Phil's Paradise. Gee, that's a tough one.
Rainbow Beach.
Hang on. Phil's Paradise. Yeah, I don't know, Phil.
Sorry, you got us, Phil.
Come on, tell us what it is.
Zing radio station.
Oh, Phil, mate, that's just about the most obvious crawl I've ever heard, and I love it.
Thank you, mate. Beautiful. Oh, my God. That's great, Phil. Enjoy your jab shot
that's
today,
hilarious.
Too.
That's hilarious.
Colin, what do you got? Where do you live?
Yeah, mate, I'll give you one.
Come on.
Where the jock... Are you there?
Yeah. Yep. That's Tony. I've got to find Cole. There's Cole. Come on, tell us where you live without telling us.
Well, I live near a water tower.
Right.
Okay.
Would that be... could I guess and say it's near Victory Heights somewhere?
Yes.
Near Victory College?
No.
Ooh.
So Water Tower, yeah, Victory Heights, but not near the college. Well, that's only just down the road, that Water Tower. Probably, what, 2 minutes drive?
Oh, mate, 2 minutes my place, if that.
Yeah.
I live in Garrick Street.
Oh, okay, right. That's near the water. Yeah, actually, that's near the Water Tower. That's the one where the water supply gets shot down the rest of the town, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, very clever. Very clever. I like that. That's helped us, mate. Thank
Good
you,
job.
Kyle. Good job, buddy.
And I'm getting my second shot tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. This is great.
Everyone's getting it before me.
Guess who else is getting it tomorrow? Phil from Curra. Or is Phil getting it today?
He's getting it today.
He's getting it today. Everyone's getting it before Bilko. He's very
All right.
jealous.
Zinc family, everyone who's getting their shot before next Saturday, let me know and rub it in, okay? I want to feel even more inadequate. It's 9 to 7. Come on, Steve. Tell
come
us.
On, buddy.
Steve, you tell us where you live without telling us, mate.
It's a nursery for babies, but they're not children.
Ministry for babies.
Nursery.
Oh, nursery for babies, but they're not children. Okay, come on, Bilks. You got to get your local knowledge happening.
Noosa. Is it Noosa Way?
No.
No, it's got to be to do with like a nursery, a plant nursery, I'm thinking.
No.
Okay. A nursery for babies, but they're not children.
Glenwood?
Where is there like a little, a petting, you know, or something to do with, am I on the right track?
Kind of, yeah, but not little.
Like lambs and cows and all that sort of stuff.
What about whales?
Oh, come on.
So we've got a view of the water where you are.
Well, it's got to be to do near the ocean. Like where do the whales have their babies? Where do they
They have their nursery.
Oh, Harvey Bay.
Harvey Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
Can
boy.
Can we get right? Yes.
Jeez, it took us long enough. Sorry about that.
That's what he meant about nursery without children. Yes. Steve, that's lit, mate. Thank you.
It's
a bit excited.
Have a great day.
Great work, Steve-O.
Are you getting your jab today? Second jab?
Not me. Yeah. I haven't even had my first yet.
Okay, well, get on with it, mate.
I'm trying to find out tell people.
People are rubbing in about their second jab, which is another totally different topic, but all power to you. Go for it. Troy, you got a clever one for us, brother?
Yeah, mate. It's a pretty easy one. If the town's so nice, they named it twice.
Kin Kin.
No.
Jin Jin.
No.
What could it be?
Hang on. The town's so nice, they named it twice.
There's something in that little rhyme, isn't there?
Town's so nice, they named it twice.
Ali's taken all the options I can think of.
I mean, unless you said Wagga Wagga, but I'm presuming you mean local.
Do you want another hint?
Yes, another hint.
There's a castle.
Bly Bly.
Oh, Bly Bly.
Yeah.
That's where you live, is it, Troy?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, nice work.
Have you checked
nice
out the doll museum in there, the freaky doll museum? Have you had a look at it?
Yeah, yep.
I was going to say, shame on you. We used to love seeing that as kids.
No. It's scary.
No, we loved it.
And then try to get into the dungeons, even more scarier. Anyway, thanks, Troy.
Cheers.
Future, mate. Have
See
a great
you, Troy.
Day. What do you mean you love the doll museum? They just sit there with their little lifeless eyes.
No,
you know?
Our grandparents used to take us when we were kids and they'd be doing all their little movements, you know, little...
Yeah.
Oh, we spent hours in there. We absolutely loved it. Although then it was called the Fairy Tale Castle.
Yeah. Well, no fairy tale when you go down there. Anyway, it's open for coffees if you want to go and have a look at it. No, I love it.
Go and have a coffee and check it out. And you know what? I'm long overdue. I don't think I've been there in, at least probably 15 years.
Next weekend for you.